This article is called The Eventual Resurrection of the Rural Church. It's written by Liz Lentz, who is a contributing writer for the Columbia Journalism Review, and her writing has appeared in the New York Times, Washington Post, Guardian, and many other publications. The ELCA has lost 12% of its congregations from 2000 to 2013, according to the ELCA Research and Evaluation, part of a slow downward trend that is acutely felt in rural areas where the church is not just something to do on Sunday, but a center of the community, the building for fundraisers and funerals, weddings and baby showers. The older buildings are often beautiful markers of a time lost. The glowing oak pews, the sparkling stained glass. There's so much to mourn when a church is closed. This loss is due in part to the continuing move from rural to urban life in the U.S. Fewer than 2% of Americans are farmers now, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. With the increased mechanization and corporatization of farms, neighbors become more far-flung. The cheap cost of gas means people can more easily commute to work in the city or find their way back home. As the miles between neighbors grow, so too does the social space that separates them. But there are other demographic trends at work, too. Fewer people are attending churches. In 2014, a Pew Research study found that Americans who attend church weekly fell to 35% from 39% in 2007. These are small shifts, but in an area of the country that has seen atrophy of schools and jobs, their impact is deeply felt. While researching my book, Godland, A Story of Faith, Loss, and Renewal in Middle America, I visited many small churches, hoping to discover just what it means that, as our congregations are changing, our lives are changing. The very centers of who we are as people are being shuttered, their remnants displayed in museums. So many congregations are doing that deeply Midwestern thing, making it work. Pastors are bivocational, and many of them oversee more than one congregation. Some congregations in rural commuter towns offer before and after school care for children. Others open their doors to 4-H groups, community meetings, and so much more. Size isn't an indicator of a congregation's vitality, but as rural populations decline, keeping members becomes hard, and losses run deep. Once, outside of Thurman, Iowa, I was observing a particularly beautiful church that now stands shuttered and unused. I told the pastor with me how sad I was that the church was going away. She smiled and said how much it cost to heat and air condition the building. She also told me the price of a new boiler and lamented the building's limited accessibility for people with disabilities. She says, sometimes the thing you want to hold on to is the biggest burden. These beautiful spaces are an albatross. I told my own pastor, Ritva Williams of St. Stephen Lutheran Church in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, about the losses I've seen. I told her what the other pastor had said about the beautiful, burdensome buildings. Williams has also seen these losses firsthand. But she doesn't seem worried. The whole point of our faith, she said, is that we believe in resurrection. Christ had to die. If other things need to die, we need to let them. What will fill their place will be wonderful.